Ches Amar Aleph. About 5 lines down. Okay, the Gemara brought down a Braisa, a Mevi Get Bisfina. What's it called? So if you bring a get from a boat, so first the Gemara said it's talking about a boat that's in a harbor in Eretz Yisrael, and the question is the earth in the boat have a din, the Gabi Trumas and Maestris, Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabban, right, whether in all cases it's considered like Eretz Yisrael or only where the boat is grounded. And that's where the Gemara says there's two braises. One is according to Rabbi Yehuda, and one according to Rabbanan, or both could be Rabbi Yehuda, and it makes a difference if the boat is grounded or not. Now, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Benaros Eretz Yisrael de Kuli Amalo Plige. No, if the boat is harbored in one of the waters of Eretz Yisrael, there's no shaila that you don't have to say Befanei Nichta Befanei Nechta, because the halachas of Gittin and the halachas of Trumas and Maestras have no connection one to the other. This is the halacha is Legabe, is it considered Gedule Karka of Eretz Yisrael? And the other one is it in the Enverins of Eretz Yisrael? Two separate, completely different halachas. So everybody would agree if you brought a get from a Sfina that was harbored in Eretz Yisrael, makes no difference if it was grounded, not grounded. Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbanan, everybody would hold, you don't have to say Befanei Nichta. Here it's talking what? Eloki plige biyam hagadol. It's talking where this boat is in the Mediterranean. The Tanya, ezeu eretz vezeu chutz laaretz. Right, what's considered part of Eretz Yisrael and what's considered outside of Eretz Yisrael? Gabi, the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Kosher shofei yore miture amnon v'lifnim Eretz Yisrael miture amnon v'lachutz chutz laaretz. Okay. The northwestern border of Eretz Yisrael is Turei Amnon, which is Hor HaHar, not to be confused with the Hor HaHar where the Aaron died. Aaron's death at Hor HaHar could not have been the northwestern corner of Eretz Yisrael. It was before they came into Eretz Yisrael altogether. So that's a different Hor HaHar. There's two Hor HaHars. This Turei Amnon is the Hor HaHar that the Torah speaks about. That is the northwestern gvul of Eretz Yisrael. And miturei amnon v'lachut, so you draw, what's it called, kosher shofeya miviore miturei amnon v'lifnim, anything that is on this side of the eastern side of Turei Amnon is Eretz Yisrael. Anything that's on the western side of Turei Amnon is chutz laretz. Hanosim shebiyam, what about the islands in the middle of the sea? You draw a line from the peak of Turei Amnon till Nachal Mitzrayim, which is the southwestern gvul of Eretz Yisrael. You draw a line. It's not a line, and it includes some of the Mediterranean in it. So anything within that line, from Nachal Mitzrayim till the peak of Turei Amnon, and it goes on a slant. So, and it includes some of the Mediterranean. Anything that's in that line, in the Mediterranean islands, are considered Eretz Yisrael. Menachut v'lifnim Eretz Yisrael. Menachut v'lachut chutz laretz. Anything outside that line is chutz laretz. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says no, that what's it called, that you consider the Mediterranean, Eretz Yisrael in the following condition. Anything that is in the Mediterranean, but it's Keneged Eretz Yisrael, meaning it's somewhere between Turei Amnon and Nachal Mitzrayim, right? And anything to the west, all the way to the west, is considered like Eretz Yisrael. Shinemar Ugevul Yam, Beholo Elohem Hayom Agadol Ugevul Ze Elohem Gevul Yam. Right. So the Ugevul includes the whole sea also. Tosa says it's not reasonable to think that what's it called, that Spain is part of Eretz Yisrael, because it's also Keneged Eretz Yisrael. He says only any up until the next landmass is already not Eretz Yisrael, but anything in the sea itself, it's only coming to include islands that are in the sea, but any island that is Keneged Eretz Yisrael all the way till the next landmass in Europe is Eretz Yisrael.
That includes Cyprus, correct?
What?
It includes Cyprus.
It includes Cyprus, probably, yeah. I'll take your word for it. The
includes oil wells and gas wells. Right?
The only thing I know about Cyprus is sometimes they land there on the way here.
You get married.
V'hanosim shebitzdodim ro'enoson. How about the ones that are not exactly connected to Eretz Yisrael? Ki'ilu chut matuach aleh mikafloria ad yomo kainis. You draw a line from Kafloria, which is on the slope of Horahar, of Turei Amnon, until the sea, all the way out. Minachum Mitzrayim vad yom kainis. The same thing, you draw a line from Nachum Mitzrayim till the ocean. Anything within those two lines, the islands are considered Eretz Yisrael. Minachut v'lachut chutz l'aretz. So that's how Rabbi Yehuda learned. So therefore, if you bring it from a Sfina in outside the line of the Rabbanan, so then that Brisa says it's like bringing it from chutz l'aretz. And the one that says it's bringing it like in Eretz Yisrael is going either according to Rabbi Yehuda, that even those islands are considered Eretz Yisrael, or it's talking about, according to the Rabbanan, any islands within the line between Turei Amnon and Nachum Mitzrayim is Eretz Yisrael. Anything outside that line is chutz l'aretz. Rabbanan high gvul mayavdilei. What do they do with that extra word ugvul, which Rabbi Yehuda learns ugvul means not only is the beginning of the yam the border, but the end of the yam is the border. So what do they do with that word ugvul? They don't learn that. They hold that it includes some islands that are past the shore of the Mediterranean. For that you need the word ugvul. Rabbi Yehuda nosim lo tzrichi kroy. For that you don't need a pasuk. The islands that are close to Eretz Yisrael. You need the pasuk only to tell me even the islands that are very far away from Eretz Yisrael also have a din of Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Or if without Tosfos saying the Maisa, it's even the land masses, not only the islands, will have a din of Eretz Yisrael. It should come out according to that the land opposite Eretz Yisrael in Europe is a din of Eretz Yisrael. So
how far?
What?
So
that's why Tosfos says it's absurd. They said no, they knew that there weren't any Jews past that point. So just the original landmass, that's what they held. Yeah, I think that there were no Jews, Bechlal, Tosfos says, in those places. So it wasn't there. Okay, see right. Keep plige, kuleyame, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omar, hanech masnaisada, maybe get even the horus deret Yisrael, kuleyame lo plige, the keret Yisrael ninu. Now, that's not the machlokas, if a boat is harbored in one of the bodies of water inside Eretz Yisrael. Everybody then holds that it has a din of Eretz Yisrael. The afagav the ain svina gosheshes, even if it's not grounded, the time of the get, lo mishum yanikam in akarka, the conditions to be mechayev, b'fani nichvani nechtam, or to pater, have nothing to do with the conditions of mechayev maishris. Doesn't make a difference if it's in the waters of Eretz Yisrael, the dry land, as long as it's in the borders of Eretz Yisrael, everybody holds, you wouldn't have to say b'fani nechta, because people are b'kiyim, and there's shichei, edim, there's no reason to make gittin compared to maishris. So keep plege, so where is the machlokes? B'yamagot. That's the western border of Eretz Yisrael. Uplige Tanoi, and that's the machlokus Tanoim. Iklam and the Omer Svas Hayam Hukvul, the Yam Gufei La Eretz Yisrael. One holds like the Rabbanon that the shore of the Mediterranean, okay, the eastern shore of the Mediterranean is the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael. And once you hit the water, you're outside of Eretz Yisrael. And the other one holds like Rabbi Yehuda that the Yam itself is considered part of Eretz Yisrael. And even according to the Rabbanan, it's not exactly the shoreline, but a little bit, into the Yam is also considered Eretz Yisrael. Ezeo Eretz, Miktsoa Tzvonis Marovashel Eretz Yisrael, Horahar. The northwestern tip of Eretz Yisrael, corner of Eretz Yisrael, is Horahar. Uvetargim Yerushalmi, Metargim Horahar, Turei Amnon. Uksiv Zeya Lochem Gvul Tzafon, Min Hayom HaGadol, Tisol Lochem Horahar. From the Yam HaGadol, you go up north, and you'll reach Hor HaHar. That is the northwestern corner of the border. Shmami Nohor HaHar Takua Biyam, the Ahar Gavul Tzfoni Eretz Yisrael. Hor HaHar is mamish on the shore of the Mediterranean at the northern point of Eretz Yisrael. Ustam Horin Mishupoyim Heim, the Eshishipu Al Rochav Kimahalach Yomov Naim. And most mountains don't go up like a sheer face, but they're on a slant, right? And sometimes the slant is a day or two journey to the top of the mountain up that slant. The Ka'omer Tana Mehechen Hu Ha'aretz Mi Regel Ahoro Mi Rosho. So from that we know that it's what's it called? So where is the border? Is the border at the base of the mountain or the top of the mountain? Kol Sheshofei Aviyorim Mituriyamna V'lifnim. Letzad Eretz Yisrael, anything that's on the slant towards Eretz Yisrael, that face of the mountain that slants down to Eretz Yisrael, the Hainu Letzad Darom, which is to the south, facing Eretz Yisrael, Havi Eretz Yisrael. The Govahar Hu Agvul, it's the top of the mountain that is the Gvul, so anything from the top going down towards Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael, anything on the other side going down, what's it called, to the north, is Chutz Laretz. Miture Amnon V'lachutz, Letzad Safon, Chutz Laretz. Anything towards the north, right, on the slant, on the face of the mountain facing north, is Chutz Laretz. V'hanosim Shebiyam, what about the islands in the Mediterranean? Iye Hayam Shebimar of Roin Osan, Kinachom Mitzrayim, you extend the line from the top of Ture Amnon till Nachal Mitzrayim, which is the southwestern border of Eretz Yisrael, Nachal Mitzrayim. And Shiloh, what Nachal Mitzrayim is, what's it called? Rashi seems to say it's the Vadi, I don't remember, but it's not, Nachal Mitzrayim is not necessarily, Nile. Nachal Mitzrayim is a Vadi, that's way above the Nile between the Gvul of Mitzrayim and Eretz Yisrael. Hu Tchum Eretz Yisrael B'Mekzom Arovish Dromis U'Mechubar Liyam HaGadol, and it also is connected to the Mediterranean. D'Chsiv Gvul Negev V'Nosav HaGvul Me'atzmo Nachla Mitzrayim V'Hayu Totzosav Hayom. So you see that what's it called, that Nachla Mitzrayim is connected to the, on the west, to the Mediterranean, and it's the southernmost point of Eretz Yisrael. Nimtzeitz Eretz Yisrael bein har ahar l'nachal Mitzrayim zeh mi marovis svonis v'zeh mi dromis marovis v'hayom b'marov. So the west, western border is the Yam. Its most southerly point is Nachal Mitzrayim, and most northerly point is Hor HaHar. V'yesh makom shehayam nichnas lechutz letoch Eretz Yisrael mahalach yamim rabim bein Hor HaHar l'nachal Mitzrayim uva'osam k'nisa yesh nosim v'hemish pashtim l'marav. There are islands in the sea, and if you draw a straight line from the top of Ture Amnon till Nachal Mitzrayim, it's not going to be a straight line. It's going to be a line that goes out a little bit towards the west. So any of those islands that are within that line towards Eretz Yisrael are considered still part of the Gvul, in the Gvul. Chutz mibein miktsos tchumei Eretz Yisrael shehein Hor HaHar v'Nachal Mitzrayim hilkach roin ki'ilu chut masua misof Hor HaHar v'marovo ad Nachal Mitzrayim shari kol ma shebesoch miktsos elu Eretz Yisrael hi u'min achut v'lifnim, and anything beyond that line is Chutz Laretz. Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says no, the whole Yam is part of Eretz Yisrael as long as it's opposite Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol hayam shekeneged aver shel Eretz Yisrael afilu ad Okainus lemarav shu besof haolam haruk Eretz Yisrael. Mashma from Rashi, even after the land masses into the, what's it called, the Atlantic Ocean is considered Eretz Yisrael. Memela could be includes the whole world, anything opposite Eretz Yisrael, all the way around. It could be right. Miami's Eretz Yisrael. I could have stayed there already. What?
It's up to the ocean.
Right. What?
To the Atlantic.
Right. So that's what's it called? Well, up to the Atlantic, but they didn't know. what's it called, past that. So Olam didn't know there was anything past the Atlantic, but it would include anything.
So
but
Olam means
Yeah.
But that's only so going
to Yehuda. Right, in other words, all, in other words, without a limit, till the end of where the land, earth ends. That's so far Olam.
That's only according to Rabbi Yehuda.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, right. Shenemar, Yam HaGodol, Ugvul. Hai Ugvul, Kroyiseiru, Lamemar, Da'af Rochav HaYam, Bechlal HaTchum. Tosa says that that's absurd, to think that all those landmasses are considered part of Eretz Yisrael. It means till the next landmass, which is probably what? I don't know, what's the first landmass after the Mediterranean? Spain?
Greece.
Who?
Greece.
Greece?
Italy.
Greece. No, in Europe.
Spain.
Spain? Italy, probably Spain.
Is
that
far enough, Italy?
No, it doesn't.
I don't think so.
It's Spain.
Spain?
Spain and North Africa.
North Africa, yeah.
Okay.
Do we need them?
Right.
Gibraltar.
It's across from Spain, Morocco.
Okay. See, you get the geography over here also. V'hanosin shebitzdodim kolomar v'miyesh lonu l'chalik v'nosim lo l'tzad ma'arif yesh chilav. If you want to make a difference, which islands are part of Eretz Yisrael has nothing to do with the ones that are west of Eretz Yisrael, as long as they're parallel to Eretz Yisrael. They're not parallel, whatever, they're opposite to Eretz Yisrael, right? But ela l'tzad safon l'tzad darom, but if they're up beyond big borders of Eretz Yisrael in the Mediterranean, those are not part of Eretz Yisrael. Sheish nosim biyam ispashim laorech hayam letzofen ledorom ad shemagiyin umoshim chutz mikeneg Eretz Yisrael v'shom royal in toach achut mimizrach lemayrev lahavdil mashikeneged avir Eretz Yisrael mashikeneged avir chutz lars. Here you're drawing the line not from the north to the south, but you're drawing the line from the northern border of Eretz Yisrael towards the west, and the southern border of Eretz Yisrael towards the west. And anything within those two lines is Eretz Yisrael in the Yam, and anything outside those lines above the north, below the south, is not Eretz Yisrael. The Iru, the Roen Ki'ilu Chut, Matuach Mikafloria, Ir HaYosheves Bechudo Shel Harahar, Beroshko Voshu Tum Tzvoni. That's the northern border going towards the west. That's Kafloria. So you draw a line from the city of Kafloria, which is on the peak of Horahar, towards the west. Anything below that line in the Yam is Eretz Yisrael. The Ad Yamokainis Shuba Sofa Olam Lamara. That's at the end of the world on the west side is the sea. Right? Nice. It wasn't the end of the world because America is also there. Uminacho Mitzrayim, except the Europeans consider anyway that the end of the world probably ends before America anyway, so it fits nicely. Uminacho Mitzrayim ad Yamo Kainis. Min Achut v'lifnim l'tzad chaveiro, d'haynu lifnim, kolomer bein shnei achutim, havu hanasim Eretz Yisrael, anything between those two lines, right, which is opposite Eretz Yisrael, the islands are considered Eretz Yisrael, v'hu adin l'mayim, same thing goes with the water itself. They be chayiv in Meisr and Shvius also on the islands. Except in the Yam, you can't be chayiv in Meisr and Shvius because you can't plant anything in the water. Right? Could be arrived from here that hydroponics doesn't have a din of Shvius. But in any case, they didn't have hydroponics then. And you can't do it on salt water anyway. Right, so talking with the get was written on a boat in the Mediterranean. Lahalan michuta masul mituri amnon anach Mitzrayim. Past the line where the Chachonim say that in that line in the Yam is considered Eretz Yisrael. So there it's a machlokas from Yehuda and the Rabbanan, whether that part of the Mediterranean is considered Eretz Yisrael or not. Man domer can maybe be Eretz Yisrael of Yehuda. Domer calls she can negate Eretz Yisrael, I recare Eretz Yisrael. The idach Rabbanan. Okay, miboyelu lenosim, de minachut v'lefnim letzad mizrachi, de lo tema svas hayam hu agvul, v'afilu v'mokom shum espashit v'nichmas l'toch bein shnei mikzos tach hatchumin. Right, the Rabbanan say you need that word ugvul just to include those small amount of islands that are within the line if you extend from the northwest to the southwest. Okay. Lo tzrichi kron, Rabbi Yehuda says for that you don't need a pasuk. Kivin shebesoch hatchum imein, because they're for sure inside the tchum. You need the pasuk to tell me that even what's beyond that, right, all the way till the okainus is also part.
So for sure Rashi disagrees with Tosos.
I'm sure it's mashmi, yes. Tosos held the Rashi disagree with him. Tana Rabbanan. V'shlosha drachim shavsa surya l'eretz Yisrael v'shlosha l'chutz l'aretz. Three ways. Oh no, we didn't get it. Rav Meir Omer Akko keretz Yisrael bo minei mirabichia bar abba hamocher avdol v'surya kemoche b'chutz l'aretz domi. Although Surya is kibush yachid, we'll see on the next amud, right, the din of kibush yachid, and therefore it had certain dinim like eretz Yisrael and certain dinim like chutz l'aretz. Wasn't fully eretz Yisrael. So if you sell your Eved to Chutz Laretz, he goes free as a knas, because you're a mafkia from the midst of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So the Rabban in Kansas, he goes free. If you sell him to Surya, so Lamaisa is not completely mufka from mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael, because Surya has certain halachas like Eretz Yisrael. So does he go free or not? Omer lehu tenisua, Rameir Omer, Akko keretz Yisrael gitten. Akko still has a din of Eretz Yisrael agavi gitten. The gittin in lavodim lo mashmer only has a din of eretz Yisrael legabi gittin, but not legabi avodim. And therefore, if you sell your eved to Akko, right, it has a din of chutz laaretz, and your mafkia he goes free. The kosh gained Surya demrachetua. Surya is farther than Akko outside of eretz Yisrael. Surely, what's it called? It has a din of chutz laaretz. Tana rabbanan b'shloshe drachim shofse Surya eretz Yisrael b'shloshe lechutz laaretz. Surya is like Eretz Yisrael in three ways, and it's like Chutz La'aretz in three ways. Afor atomik a Chutz La'aretz, they were gozer tumas Eretz ha'amim on Surya like Chutz La'aretz. V'hamocher avdol is Surya k'mocher b'Chutz La'aretz. If you sell your slave to Surya, he goes free. V'hamevi get m'Surya k'mevi m'Chutz. So if you bring a get from Surya, you have to say b'fani nifani nechtam. Uvashlo shal Eretz Yisrael, chayevis b'maisha v'shvias. They were made a takana that you're chayev and maisha v'shvias from things that grow in Surya, Eretz Yisrael. Barotzal ikanes la b'tahara nichnas, and we'll see what the Gemara says what that means. If you want to, you could come into Surya and remain tahar and not be tameh b'tumas ha'amim and not like chutz laaretz. Ba'akol nesoda b'Surya k'kol nevefarvori shalayim. And if a person buys a soda in Surya, it's like you bought a soda in the outskirts of Yerushalayim, and the Gemara will explain what for that halacha. It's Rashi. Surya, hu Aram Tzova. That is Aram Tzova, which is what we call today is Syria. So that's the Kavsha David, we'll see for Eretz Yisrael. David conquered it, but we'll see for some reason the conquering did not make it fully Eretz Yisrael. Kemocher b'chutz laaretz usnam bekamvana mocher avdol b'chutz laaretz yotzel acherus dekansin en lokeach mishum da avad David shayach b'mitzvus va'asur latzis me'eretz l'chutz laaretz. Not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. So since the guy sold his eved to chutz laaretz and the lokeach bought him, so we give him a knas and we take it away from him. Surya, so this way people won't buy avadim in Surya from Eretz Yisrael. Surya l'tzfona shel Eretz Yisrael l'halam me'akul. It's north of Eretz Yisrael, farther than Akko. It's Assyria. Legitin in, Mishum the Bekim Lishma, or Lishchichei Lekaimo. Right? Akko. It was still Bekim Lishma and Aidim Mitsuyim, so therefore you don't have to say Befani Nichtam. But it's only Legabi that. But Legabi other halachas not. Lavodim lo, the Lav Eretz Yisrael. The Mice is not Eretz Yisrael, Akko. Afra Tame, Shigozru Aleha. The Alpha got the Sphira Leila Haitana Kibush Yochit Shme Kibush Kiriktani Chayevus Maestra Filohachi Gosra Leila. Even though he holds a Kibush Yochit for certain halachas is considered part of Eretz Yisrael, but for this not. And it's Alpha is Tomei. I maybe get me Surya, Leretz Yisrael, can maybe Bechutz Loretz, the Lo Shriche Sherosa, because it's not Shriche Eden. Why is there a difference if you want to come into Surya? There's a way of coming in without becoming Tameh, but if you go to Chutz La'aretz, it's the same way you are going to become Tameh. We'll explain what it means. What's the connection between buying a field in the outskirts of Yerushalayim, buying a field in Syria, that there's some kind of connection between them.
So when the Gemara went into the Torah borders of Eretz Yisrael,
right?
I mean, why is that shaykh to Bafani Nechta, Bafani Nechta? I mean, so the reasons way. Don't apply.
So in order to understand what the pasuk of Kumi,
yeah,
so even as the minus, because that's not because by the Bava.
I mean, we already have a problem. Hora Hari is much more north than Akko.
Right. No. So that is Lagabi the Tchumim of Eretz Yisrael, Lagabi what Eretz Yisrael is.
Yeah.
So Lo Plug, they made it, what's it called? Anything that's Eretz Yisrael, right? Since there weren't too many Yidden there anyway, so it wasn't Bekayim Bekiyim Lishma. Whoever was there because they would just happen to be on the boat. Right? So then they made it contingent on what's called Eretz Yisrael. Right? Because there weren't Yidden who lived there altogether. Right? We're only talking about people on the boat. So therefore the whole idea of what's it called, the Shriche or whatever, doesn't really apply. But there they made it dependent on what's called Eretz Yisrael and what's called Chutz Loris. Lo Liflog Bechutz Loris, just like we had, this was Lo Liflog Eretz Yisrael.